Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends. Parshat Balak, Numbers 22:2-25:9. Looking for loopholes. The portion of Balak is filled with supernatural interactions between God and a Gentile prophet by the name of Balaam. From our portion, Balaam appears to have been renowned for his spiritual acumen and seems to have a close relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yet, in the end, we find that he's dead set on destroying the children of Israel. How did this come about? Let's take a brief look at Balaam's mistake. When Balak's men came to Balaam and asked him to curse Israel, he realized that his service would fetch a large sum of money. He had only one problem. He couldn't speak anything more than what God would allow him. Though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the command of the Lord my God to do less or more. That's Numbers 22:18. How would he be able to bring a curse upon Israel? Our sages tell us, however, that this was a mixture of truth and a lie. Truth in that Balaam was indeed limited by what God allowed him to speak, but also a lie in that his answer masked the greed hidden in Balaam's heart. Balaam's Achilles heel was his evil eye, greed. As it is said, the evil eye, the evil desire, and hatred of his fellow creatures put a man out of the world. Avot 2:16. How do we know this? Not only do Rashi and other ancient commentators mention this, but we also have the apostolic testimony. They have followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved gain from wrongdoing. 2 Peter 2:15. Woe to them, for they walk in the way of Cain and abandon themselves for the sake of gain to Balaam's error and perished in Korah's rebellion. Jude 11. But if Balaam could speak only what God told him to, how did he ever hope to accomplish his wicked task of cursing Israel? When he asked permission initially, he received an explicit no. If that was the case, why'd he ask again? Because when God appeared to Balaam during the night and asked, "Who are these men with you?" Balaam began to think that God was not omniscient, like he had previously believed. Therefore, if he could just get God's permission to go with the men, he might be able to accomplish his mission before he was found out. So he asked permission again. This time, God allowed him to go with Balak's men. Did God change his mind? Why did he say no the first time and yes the second time? When Balaam initially asked permission to go with Balak's men, God told him not to go with them. Emahim in Hebrew. But when God ended up giving Balaam permission, he used a different Hebrew word than that. He said that Balaam may go with them, itam. Our sages explain that the difference between these words is that the first implies being one in purpose, while the second implies merely physically accompanying someone. Balaam was to go with them, but he was not supposed to join in their wicked schemes. Evidently, Balaam did not pay attention to the wording and assumed he had permission from the Almighty to be in collusion with Moab. Have we ever asked God for permission about something we're given a definite no, but then proceed to ask again? Have we ever been guilty of looking for loopholes in the scriptures? Balaam's mistake was to think that God's no wasn't his final answer. When God says something, it's his final word. As Balaam himself ended up proclaiming, "God is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind." Numbers 23:19. If God doesn't change his mind, why would we pretend that he does? Therefore, rather than acting like a child throwing a tantrum when God says no, we should realize that his wisdom is above ours. His answer is always best, and his ways are always good. To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Messiah Yeshua. Amen. Romans 16:27. Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.